From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Arkansas legislature is not in session right now, but the work certainly goes on. Among many, there's a task force formed, or announced at least, the list of legislators on the task force for tax reform ahead of the 2018 session. State Senator Jonathan Disming joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for your time today, Senator.
No, I appreciate you having me on.
Can you explain a little bit about the goal of this task force? It was formed as part of a tax cut that was passed in the last session.
Right, I think what we recognized was is that we do not have a long-term plan as far as taxation structure here in the state, and also recognize that really we need some modernization inside our tax code to conform with what's really a new economy. That's something that hasn't been done in the past, and really I think a focus that this tax task force needs to take up. And will be a big part of its work. So, kind of summarize, its goal is to ensure that we have competitive rates with surrounding states and in the region, ensure that we're providing tax relief to, our working families, and then also ensuring that we, have a tax structure in place that makes sense for where we are as a state.
Certainly an open question to what will be the recommendations from this task force. Of course, it's pretty early on in the process, about as early as you can get. But at this point, you helped appoint some of the members of the task force, along with House Speaker Jeremy Gillum.
Right.
If there's any popular sentiment about what areas should be targeted? Income tax, what brackets, corporate taxes? What are we looking at going into this?
I think generally speaking, there's been a discussion about wanting to have that longer-term look in regards to income taxes. Now I'm not going to speak for the rest of the members that are on that committee, but, I'm not going to walk into this task force with any preconceived notions of where we are as a state and what direction we need to be going in. I would really like to personally let the data drive the discussion, and so I think you'll see in the first stages, at least, of the actions of this task force, really trying to get a good, better overall look of just where we stand today.
And certainly anything you're studying will have to be pretty flexible as we get revenue reports in and out every month.
Right.
Budget picture's changed quite a bit in recent months with some scale backs planned possibly.
Right.
Is that weighing on your mind in this going into this? I'm sure it is.
I think it's part of the discussion, and that's really to ensure that we have stable revenue sources, for the state as far as the taxation structure here. I'm not sure that that's the case. We have a number, a very limited number of folks that are paying, or companies paying in corporate income taxes, and that can be very volatile because there are so few that actually make up the bigger picture, the bulk of the revenue from that segment of taxation.
Since Governor Hutchinson has been in office, each session has been marked by usually one of the first things passed, a hallmark big tax cut bill. If that's going to happen in 2018, one would suspect it'd come out of this committee. Do you feel any pressure to have a hallmark big tax cut recommendation come out of this, or do you not want to have to tether yourself to that goal?
Yeah, I think more or less it will be tax reform, and different people are going to look at reform in different ways, but we have a number of exemptions on the books right now. Those need to be looked at and ensure that we're getting, the return that we want to have on those type of credits that are out there or exemptions that are out there. And so I really think it's going to be more of an overall look at, how taxation impacts Arkansans and the willingness for folks to do business here in this state. I don't have any preconceived notions of what that outcome is going to look like or how we make that true reform happen. I do think that whatever we do will have to be done in stages over a number of years. That's something, again, that we've not done in the past that I really want us to focus on. And kind of like you talked a little bit about, we've kicked off a number of, last couple of sessions with tax cuts. And if you want to include the grocery tax cuts and the priority by Governor Beebe, another way that, essentially those were, we knew that those tax cuts were coming and was a big part of the sessions. I think making sure that we understand what each one of those tax cuts, does to the other, and having a long-term goal in place is going to be critical, and I think that's something we have not done in the past.
That's interesting to me. You highlighted the goal of this is tax reform broadly. It's not just cuts. It's also things like looking at existing exemptions. The state legislature is controlled by Republicans in both chambers. One Republican's exemption might be another's tax increase. Do you think there? What's the appetite? Is that a hard sell, or do you think there's a genuine interest in taking a look at a lot of these?
You know, it's our job as legislators to set priorities. That's what we do on just about every piece of legislation, is set priorities for the state of Arkansas on what direction we'd like to go in, and then also, you know, what we'd like the final outcome to be. And I mean, I understand what you're saying in regards to some are going to perceive adjustments of any kind as a tax increase, but I would argue that, you know, if we're cutting taxes for Arkansans and, you know, in totality, then you know, I don't believe that that's a tax cut. We're bettering the system.
All right. State Senate President Jonathan Dismang, thanks a lot for your time today, and look forward to checking in with you as this tax reform task force moves along.
All right. Thanks for having me on.